This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A legislative compromise to increase transportation funding in Colorado appears to have hit a major roadblock, and the two sides are barreling towards a costly fight at the ballot box this November. Here's CPR's Benta Berglund.
The Colorado Contractors Association is running an initiative to require the state to spend 2% of the budget on roads and bridges. The money would come from sales taxes on fuel and auto parts. Democrats at the Capitol passed a bill to temporarily neutralize the proposal should it pass in November. Democrats say the initiative would provide no flexibility for budget writers and would siphon money away from other key priorities like education and health care. State leaders hope to reach a compromise, but the contractors say they will not pull the ballot measure. The backers have submitted signatures for review. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
If you used a GS Labs testing site during the COVID-19 pandemic, you could be eligible for a settlement. The state attorney general's office says the company made false promises about short wait times and out-of-pocket costs. GS Labs will pay more than $3 million in restitution. Eligibility information is on the company's website. It was a slow start to the year for sports gambling in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Sports wagers in the first 4 months of this year are down 4% in Colorado, compared to the same time last year. DraftKings reported national sportsbook wagers grew less than 2% in the first quarter. Experts believe a few things are happening at once. Sports prediction markets like Kalshi may be taking some customers, and the industry is maturing after years of growth. The twist is, even as wagers have stopped growing, revenues and tax collections continue to rise. That's because the sports books are getting better at beating their customers by promoting riskier combination bets known as parlays.
That's Ben Marcus reporting. This is CPR News.